Concerning this celebration of holidays, the Torah says, "And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you, your sons, your daughters, your male servants, your bondwoman, the lady within your gate, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow that's in your midst, in the place that Hashem will choose to dwell his name there. And remember that you are a slave in Egypt, and keep and do these laws." That's Dvarim, Tetvav, Yud Aleph, and Yud Bet. The Torah seems to go out of the way with details of who's at your table. Your sons, your daughters, why is it doing all this? I think it's doing all this because not so much about your sons and daughters, that's obvious, but it's about the later part, about the orphan, the widow, the levy who maybe didn't have his own piece of land. When you're bringing people into your house on Shabbat, on a holiday, make them part of your family. Don't just have your own, your family, your biological family. Bring other people in, the orphan, the widow who were examples of the weak, the people who were lonely. Please bring in people and make them the same way your son and daughter sits there. They have to be part of your family as well. Shabbat Shalom.